Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations tonight. It's a pleasure to welcome into our beautiful studios here in downtown Exeter, Rhode Island, the one and only, the internationally famous, the good-looking, the extremely talented Joe Perillo is here in studio, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, Joe.
It's good to be here, Mike.
And,
good to see you.
You don't get that kind of introduction every day.
No, I don't.
Every other day, maybe, but yeah. not every day.
Yeah, thank you.
Joe Perillo is a Steinway artist, a Grammy-nominated composer and player, and he has a show on Friday nights on WCRI called Jazz After Dinner.
Yes.
And it's been several years now, like 10?
10, a little bit more than 10 now.
More than 10 years.
Yeah.
You're getting older.
I am.
I remember
so
you when you were just a kid.
Yes, maybe, kind of.
But Joe's background is, if you recognize the name, he's played here, there, and everywhere, and professor at University of Rhode Island. For many years, right?
For many years, 35 years at URI, and before that I was at the Community College of Rhode Island for 5 years.
There you go.
I did 40 years in higher ed.
So, and now you're just a player.
I'm just a player, emeritus and a player. That's it, and a composer.
And you play frequently at a place in Providence called the Music Mansion, which is near and dear to my heart. Most of my audience knows that that's, I've been there, living there for 28 years now, believe it or not.
Sure.
And you do a series at the Music Mansion.
Yeah, I do a jazz series. Originally started with 4 concerts in the fall and 4 in the spring, but now it's 3 and 3. And I'm bringing guest artists along with my trio. And I've been doing that for maybe about 6 years now.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit more about that. But speaking of the Music Mansion, people that know of the Music Mansion in Providence know as the Mary Kay Hale Music Mansion. That's the woman that left an endowment to have the Music Mansion go on. And we have done some digging here, and we have found a descendant fresh from the Mayflower, I think. Yeah. Peter Hale is here. Welcome to the show, Peter. Nice to have you with us.
Hi, Mike.
And Peter, you are a descendant of Mary Kimball Hale, right?
This is true.
And is this like your grandmother's sister? What's the relationship?
Well, I guess she would be my great aunt.
Great aunt.
Yes.
Okay. And Mary Kimball Hale passed away in 1948, left an estate to keep the mansion going, and that's been doing that. And tonight we're going to talk about the Music Mansion in Providence. That's the subject of the program. Play a little music that is related to it in one way or another. But Peter, we know about the famous Joe Perillo, but you've been keeping a little bit more secretive than he is. What is your background, and what town do you live in?
Well, I live in North Kingstown. My background is fairly straightforward. I've been self-employed for about 20 years. Probably what's more significant is our family's history in music, which goes back quite a while. My dad actually used to manage the Rhode Island Philharmonic back in the 50s before we moved on to a career at Brown University. But my siblings and cousins are all involved in music one way or another. My brother-in-law and sister are down in Nashville. He's had a very successful career down in that area. His name is Phil Madeira. And it kind of runs in the blood, I guess.
There you go. Now, Mary K. Kimball Hale, her maiden name was Kimball, came to Providence in 1905 and married what would have been your great uncle, George Hale, and they lived at the Hale home on the east side of Providence for many years until he passed away in 1925 and left his estate to Mary, his wife, and his sister, and they decided to split up the property, and Mary built a new house, which is what we're talking about, the Music Mansion, which happens to have a room that seats, 75 to, if you really had to squeeze, you could probably get 100 people in there, but normally it's set up with 88 chairs for 88 Meeting Street, where the house is located, and 88 piano keys. Is that the correct number, Joe? Yeah, I'm right, right?
Last time I checked,
Last time I looked at the piano. All right. So that's a little bit of the history of the mansion, how it came to be. And over the years, there's been many, many, many great performances there, lots of people that use the mansion on a regular basis. And Joe is one of those, as we described earlier. And Joe, why don't we get people with a little music going here and tell us about one of your many CDs that you have out called Sandbox, and tell us about this song.
Okay, so it's the title cut for that from that CD, Sandbox, that recorded in 2001 with the cellist Christine Harrington, and it was duets of a lot of my original compositions. Mm-hmm. And it's the same album that I made it to the Grammy nomination list back then in 2001.
Excellent. All right, let's listen to Sandbox.
Thank you.
There you have Joe Perillo's recording of The Sandbox. We'll hear a couple more pieces from Joe, hopefully, or at least one more, okay, as the show goes on this evening. But we have other music we want to introduce to you. But, Peter, before we do that, I want to mention that you're here not only as a Hale descendant, but also a member of the Board of Directors, correct?
That is correct.
And the Board of Directors is of an organization called Friends of the Music Mansion, which was started about just around, almost 30 years ago. And Friends of the Music Mansion was put together to help preserve and improve the building and what goes on there, right?
Indeed, that is the case. And we are doing it.
There you go. And your board member, Joe, is the secretary of that board. Deborah Concannon, the president. And Mimi DeSarius is the treasurer. And lots of other board members. The famous Ed Marquardt.
Right. He's vice president.
Sure. He's vice president. There you go. And he was on the show just last week.
Oh, okay.
So there you go.
Yeah.
So see how things kind of evolve and go around. Let's talk about the Friends of the Music Mansion. You have an organization that's charged with keeping the building up, and you do that by renting the space. Is that true?
That is true.
And if anyone's interested in renting the space, they just go to the website, which is
MusicMansion.org.
MusicMansion.org. And there you can find out everything you want to know. You can see some pictures. Find out if you happen to want to rent the space, if you have interest in a recital or a little performance for 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 people. It's a perfect hall for it. Acoustically, it's great. And Joe, there's two pianos in the building that's up right front there, right?
Yep, there's a Steinway and a Mason Hamlin, and they're well-maintained.
Very well-maintained. Very well-maintained, yes. And yep. Steinway is about 75 years old. The Mason Hamlin, I know, is over 100.
Right, right. Yeah, so they've been kept up beautifully.
Yeah, and they're beautiful pieces, beautiful instruments. All right, let's talk a little bit more about some of the music. Joe, you and I have an acquaintance, you more than mm-hmm. me, but named Ken Hamilton. He's going to be coming to the mansion, right?
He will be on November 3rd.
November 3rd.
At 8 p.m. He's coming. He's the Dean of Music at Cardiff University in South Wales and an international artists performing solo piano all over the world. I mean, he's played so many places. Wonderful musician, wonderful storyteller too. He talks a lot.
We love storytellers,
right? Yeah. So he'll speak about the pieces and about different things about his career, and then he plays lots of different music. And he's got quite a few CDs out. But we're going to listen to a piece from his More Preludes to Chopin.
Well, that ties in very well because there is a very involved organization at the mansion called the Chopin Club.
Yes, there is.
And there are several groups and clubs. There's the Chaminade Club and the Schubert Club and the Chopin mm-hmm. Club. Chopin. So that works. Nice segue, Joe, the way you worked that in there.
Pretty smooth,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, very smooth. Okay.
I learned something over the 10-plus years I've been doing the show.
There you go. All right. We'll give that a listen, then we'll take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
The Music Mansion in the east side of Providence is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, pleased to be sitting with the famous Joe Perillo. And Joe is here to help describe what goes on at the mansion. And sitting with Joe is Peter Hale, a descendant of Mary Kimball Hale, the woman that founded the Music Mansion on the east side. Also, Peter is a board member. Now, Peter, you and I only met a couple of years ago.
Yes.
Probably, what, three maybe?
I would say
like
about
that.
3 years, yeah.
And but have you known Joe a lot longer? You seem to have a great relationship with each other.
We go back a little ways. We actually sort of ran into each other at a local diner here in East Greenwich. We would kind of independently show up on Sundays and sit at the counter and chat, and of course those conversations kind of turned to music, and we talked with each other about some of the things we've done musically over the years. The funny part was on one day, one Sunday, Joe said, well, you know, I've got a gig in Providence, so I need to get going. So I asked, I said, well, you know, what are you doing? What's the gig? And he replied, well, you know, you probably wouldn't know this. It's called the Chopin Club. So I said, oh, you mean the Music Mansion? And watched his eyes bug out, and he said, how could you possibly know that? And the rest is ongoing history.
So there you go. So he was actually playing at your great aunt's room.
Yes.
Yes, he was. Well, that was when I found out his last name.
Right.
You know, because before,
up until that time,
hey, Peter,
was,
hey, Joe, right. never connected that.
Never connected, you know? The two. So there we go. So the story of how this group got together.
And,
now Peter's involved with the mansion on the board of directors, and it's great to have you participating and having a distant relative, at least, involved in what
you
goes
bet.
On there. Joe, we mentioned a couple times that you've been playing, and Peter just talked about a gig you did with the club, but you have your own series, which we mentioned,
right.
But the next one coming up is going to be October 7th, right?
October 7th. I'll be there at Saturday evening at 7:30 p.m., and I'm going to be with Gino Rosati on guitar, and I'm bringing in Jerry Wilfong on bass, and we're going to be playing some of my original music and some of Gino's original music as well.
Now, Jerry's not Italian, right?
Wilfong, no, he's not Italian.
But what's up with that?
I don't know what happened. Yeah, Jerry's a wonderful bassist, and Gino's a wonderful guitarist and a good writer too. So we're going to be doing a concert there on October 7th. That's the first in the series of three, first Saturdays of the month.
And if people want to attend, they can go to the website, right, and
yes,
check that out.
They can. They can go to my website as well. Which is JoePerilloMusic.com.
Just add the word music to his name, JoePerilloMusic.com. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get another piece of music from you. Tell us about this next piece.
Okay, so this next piece we're going to be playing is a tune from my Turnaround Back CD, and it's a 3/4 tune.
Is that grammatically correct, Turnaround Back?
No, not really,
okay,
but
right.
Yeah, the piece just turns around back on itself.
Okay.
And
I just
melody.
Wanted all the English teachers in the audience to not be too hysterical.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
we
it's artistic license.
Yeah,
right?
But I'm a retired teacher, so I can get away with whatever.
All right. So turn around back, and the piece itself is called?
Pirouette.
Any reason for that?
Well, based on when I went to the ballet, I just really fell in love with this ballerina that was doing wonderful pirouettes. What do I know about that? But it looked wonderful to me. And I went home and wrote that piece of music.
Does that person know that you wrote
about her? She doesn't. She was famous, and I was just in the audience in the nosebleed section.
We should check that out
tickets.
At some point in time. All right, here we go with Pirouette.
Thank you.
Joe, we want to stress that there's lots of different kinds of music at the Music Mansion, and everything from chamber music, as you might expect, to you as a Steinway artist and you know, your jazz trio that appears there on a regular basis, right, and other artists. And we've had opera, and we've had individual violinists and, you know, people like... Ben Zander from Boston. Right. He's been down, sure, and given master classes there, and so lots of various things that happen. And your event is going to be on October 7th, as we mentioned, and just about 6 weeks after that, 6-7 weeks after that, we're going to have one of our favorite artists back into the mansion. Her name is Shannon Corey. She has been featured on Conducting Conversations before, and Shannon is a How would you classify her? As an American songbook type singer or?
Yes, American songbook type singer. It's popular music, and she interprets that as well. Wonderful piano player as well as a vocalist.
She teaches piano, right?
And she teaches piano. She does, yeah.
And she's kind of gotten herself off the road a little bit to have students and teach piano. Yeah. But for a while, she toured with Stephen Stills, I know that.
She did, yeah.
And she opened for Lady Gaga, so she's got some impressive credentials.
She certainly does, and I think she did a tour, I don't know if she was living there for a while, in the Czech Republic.
Yeah,
I think,
all through Europe. Yeah.
A lot of jazz shows there, so pretty eclectic woman, very talented too.
So if you have a chance, I think it's December 17th?
December 17th, she's doing a Christmas show.
She's going to be doing a Christmas show, should be a lot of fun, so check that out. We're going to play a song to get you in that mood. Peter, is it okay if we play a Christmas song this time of year? Is that
absolutely.
All right.
Anytime. It's always time for good cheer.
All right, let's do one that most of you will know about. This was a song that was written by the Carpenters and performed by Karen Carpenter, right? And
yes.
Written by Richard. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. And we'll listen to that tune called Merry Christmas, Darling. Take a short break, and we'll be back with more.
Greeting cards have all been sent. The Christmas rush is through, but I still have one wish to make, a special one for you. Merry Christmas, darling. We're apart, that's true. I can dream, and in my dreams, I'm Christmasing with you. Holidays are joyful. There's always something new. Day when I am near to you. Oh, the lights on my tree, I wish you could see. I wish it every day. Thank you.
The historic Music Mansion on the east side of Providence is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, pleased to be sitting with board member Peter Hale and secretary of the Friends of the Music Mansion, Joe Perillo. Yes, that's right, the famous and talented Joe Perillo. See, I figure as many times as I say that, Joe, I'm going to get at least a dollar from you.
Yes.
So I think that. I'm up to $5 or $6 by now.
And if you say it enough times, everybody believes it.
Yeah, sure. They hear it on the radio. It must be true.
It must be.
Peter, let's just mention that the website is a very good website. A lot of information on there.
Yes.
There's a section that is calendar where you can check out everything, mm-hmm. and it's musicmansion.org.
That is correct.
And if they go there, they'll be able to see the calendar, what's coming up. There's a thing that shows the flyers and posters of some of the events that are there. There's history about the mansion. There's pictures. And most importantly to you, I'm sure, is there's a donate button.
You bet.
And what does that do? How does that get to them?
We are constantly finding ways to update and improve the facility. And all this, of course, costs money. And we depend on our patrons to help us out with that through donations and various grant organizations. The building, obviously, is an old building, requires plenty of maintenance. And it's all about just improving the experience for people who come in to listen to music. And donations are
gladly
our lifeline. Yes. And, of course, tax deductible.
501(c)(3).
You bet. We are a nonprofit.
Excellent. So check that out. And if you'd like to do a little something for the help the arts, that's a good place to start.
It certainly is.
Joe, let's go to another piece of your music, which kind of ties into WCRI. Just reminding everybody to listen to Joe on Friday nights here on the station on Jazz After Dinner. But one of your pieces of music is named after where our broadcast tower is from, right?
Okay, so that's right. That's from the CD Block Island Summer, and that's the tune Block Island Summer. It's the title cut. And I was there playing at the Spring House that summer, and the ensemble, the Joe Perillo Ensemble, was playing there for a number of weeks, and that inspired writing the song Block Island Summer, and that was on our CD that we recorded that winter after playing there at Block Island.
All right, we'll give it a listen.
Thank you.
Joe and Peter, I want to thank you for coming in tonight, sharing your stories and music with our audience. And we have just a few minutes left. And Joe, I want you to just do a quick rundown of some of the things coming up at the mansion.
Okay, great. So on September 30th, we have Holly Applegate is going to be coming in. And the title of her concert is The Songbook of My Life. And then after that, we have on the events part of the website, we have Stone Soup coming in with Ladies of Folk with Beth Barron. Then the Stone Soup Open Mic Series is October 19th, November 16th, December 14th, once a month.
Why don't we stop at Stone Soup there for a minute? Because okay. There's a connection with Peter, right?
Sure there is, yeah.
Peter, you were involved with Stone Soup back in the day, as they say?
Yes, back in the back in the mid to late 90s, I did the sound work in various locations. And
now their new location is the mansion.
Is the mansion.
And they're there pretty much every month. Occasionally a few other things that pop up for people that don't know Stone Soup. Sure. They've been around for a long time, right?
They have, and they're also well known just for their open mic series, which gives up and coming people a chance to show what they got.
Excellent. All right, Joe, back to you with further things after Stone Soup.
Right, and at the open mic is also partnership with RISA, Rhode Island Songwriters Association. But then we also have, and of course, my date on October 7th.
There you go. Don't forget
put a plug
that.
On that. Yeah. But then they have Lisa Bastoni with Casey Hayward, and that's on November 11th. And then on December 9th, they have Rainey Arbo and Daisy Mayhem.
And we also mentioned
Shannon Corey
on December 17th. And there's lots of others. So keep in touch with the calendar and take in some of these concerts. They're all wonderful. All right, we're going to go out with a Schubert piece, and the reason we chose that was because, as I mentioned, there are several clubs that meet, the Chaminade Club, the Chopin Club, and the Schubert Club, or three of them that meet on a regular basis. So tell us about this last piece of music.
Okay, so this last piece is a Schubert March Militaire number one that actually comes from a collection of the Classical 95.5 WCRI CDs. That they're
there
putting out. So,
all right. Thanks for coming in, Joe. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks
and
for having
Peter,
us.
And Peter, nice to have you with us.
Thanks, Mike. Great
all
to be
right.
here.
And the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.